You're listening to the audio production of The Spanx Story, What's Underneath the Incredible Success of Sarah Blakely's Billion Dollar Empire, by Stephanie and Charlie Wetzel, published by HarperCollins Leadership and read by Haley Cresswell.
1998. Sarah Blakely cuts off the feet of her control top pantyhose, sparking an idea that changes the way women wear clothes. 2000. Sarah obtains a patent and perfects a prototype for Spanx. 2000. Spanx are included on the Oprah's Favorite Things list. 2002. Sarah brings on CEO Laurie Ann Goldman. 2002. Spanx sales through QVC reach $8 million, representing approximately 30% of their revenue. 2003. Spanx crosses the pond to launch in the UK. 2006. Oprah announces that she only wears Spanx on her show, leading to 20,000 orders in one day. 2008. Spanx expands its offerings with the launch of the Bralaluya, an instant hit in the lingerie marketplace. 2010. Spanx launches its men's line. 2012. Sarah appears on the cover of Forbes as the youngest self-made female billionaire. 2013. Sarah promises to give more than half of her wealth to charitable causes. 2016. Sarah Blakely returns as Spanx CEO. 2017. Spanx introduces arm tights. 2020. James Corden announces that his New Year's resolution is to do one show without wearing Spanx. Anyone can become an inventor as long as they keep an open and inquiring mind and never overlook the possible significance of an accident or apparent failure. Patsy O'Connell Sherman, scientist and inventor of Scotchgard. Chapter 1. A Billion-Dollar Idea. Sarah Blakely never set out to revolutionize and revive a dying industry, create a new category of clothing, or become a billionaire at age 41. As she has told it, all she wanted was to make a good impression at a party. Standing by her closet door, Sarah looked down at the invitation in her hand. For the young, single 27-year-old, still new to the big city, an invitation to a big social event in a swanky rooftop bar would have been a huge deal. Like many other recent transplants to Atlanta, Georgia, in 1998, Sarah had moved there for work. A few months after relocating, she...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?